ט"ו בשבט, וואו. אנחנו
קוראים ממסמך מקורות בנושא ט"ו בשבט. נפתח בציטוט הראשון מתוך...
So we're reading from the selected excerpts on ט"ו בשבט.
שראש השנה...
We'll start from excerpt number 1. This is from Rabash, letter 46. It is known that Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the year, is a time of judgment, when the world is sentenced favorably or unfavorably. Rosh means root, and the branches emerge from the root. The branches always extend according to the essence of the root. Thus, a root of figs will not produce branches of dates, and so forth. As the root and beginning that a person establishes for himself in the beginning, so he continues his processions of life. Also, the judgment that a person is judged in the beginning of the year means that a person judges himself, and he is the arbiter and executor, for man is the arbiter, the litigant, and the knowledgeable one and witness. It is as our sages said, there is judgment below, there is no judgment above.
Yes.
Quote number 2 from Rabash, letter 29. The 15th of Shvat is called the beginning of the year, when a person has already calculated whether to continue in the work or to the contrary, for by now he knows from which discernment he can draw life, from matters of self-reception or matters of bestowing contentment upon his Maker.
That's, this thing is sentences.
Number 3, this is from Rabash, Rosh Hashanah for the trees. Rosh Hashanah for the trees, man is called the tree of the field, and Rosh Hashanah is the time of sentencing, for judgment or for mercy. Hence, the month of Shvat is the fifth of the winter months, which was regarded as Hod, when Daveh, affliction, becomes Hod, glory. This means that when we are rewarded with walking in the quality of Chesed, he extends from the Sfira of Chesed to Hod, and all the blessing is in the quality of Chesed. As it is written, "For I said, a world of Chesed shall be built, where through the blessing we are rewarded with fruits." It is as Baal HaSulam wrote, that this is why on the 15th of Shvat we bless on the fruits, since this is the whole distinction between Kedusha and Klipa. For another god is sterile and does not bear fruit. The success in the work to be rewarded with fruits is only through chesed, since when we work with the quality of bestowal, called chesed, we are rewarded with dvekut, with the Creator, and when we are rewarded with dvekut, we are rewarded with everything. Hence, on the 15th of Shvat, called Rosh Hashanah for the trees, we must strengthen ourselves with the quality of Chesed, for by this we will be rewarded with fruits called a fruit-bearing tree.
Next.
Quote number 4 from Rabash,
letter 29. It is written, for man is the tree of the field, that is, all the works applied to trees in order to make them fit for bearing fruit also apply to man. Until a person is ready to bear fruit, he must endure all the works applied to trees. The fruits are man's final goal, and once at a 15th of Shvat meal, Baal HaSulam explained why there is the matter of eating fruits. He said that it is because this is the whole difference between Kedusha and Sitra Acha. As it is written in the Zohar, another god is infertile and does not bear fruit. As he interprets in the Sulam, that is, their source runs dry, and they wither until they are completely shut. But those who advance in Kedusha are rewarded with blessing in their works, which yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. This is why the people of Israel make an indication of it, to show that the main thing is the fruits. And the fruits of holiness are by being rewarded with the revelation of his godliness. And he becomes as a never-ending fountain, advancing from degree to degree until he is rewarded and says, he will be glorified in me, for he desires me, and he will be to me a gazelle's crown.
ציטוט מספר 5 מתוך רבש ב' איגרת נון ה' רבי יוחנן שואל וכי אדם
Excerpt number 5 from Rabash letter 55 Rabbi Yochanan asks, is man the tree of the field? That is, what similarity is there between man and the tree of the field? What do we learn by the comparison in text between man and the tree of the field? He brings evidence to that from the verse, you may eat of it, but do not cut it down. Referring to the wise disciple. If he is decent, meaning learning lishma, which means that he is learning things that will lead him to yielding fruits, it means that this learning will make him bear fruit, meaning mitzvot and good deeds. He will learn this because by that he will be rewarded with the potion of life. This is the meaning of, you may eat from it, but do not cut it down. If not, if you see that the learning you are learning does not bring you to do mitzvot and good deeds, called fruits, then know that it belongs to the Sitra Acha and not to the Kedusha. This is the reason for the custom to eat fruits on the 15th of Shvat, to imply that we are going by the way of holiness and we have fruits.
Excerpt number 6 from letter number 29 by Rabash. Thus, one must give oneself an account each day, renew his work in overcoming and forget the past. Instead, he should be very confident that from this day forth he will succeed in achieving permanent and eternal dvikut, adhesion.